Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff. It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. Hey, just got off the phone with Jeremiah a while ago and talked to him about a couple things. So I think the best way to do this, he mentioned that you guys were looking to purchase two trailers. Mm-hmm. Okay. I could probably do this just under your name as a startup company. For around $30,000, I think you mentioned both the trailers came out to around $28,000 for the two trailers. Would you be opposed?
About $25,000.
About $25,000, okay. Yeah, I think $12,900 a piece.
Yeah, $12,005 is what Chad told me.
Oh, is it okay?
$12,500
times two. Yeah, so you're looking at $25,000. So yeah, I can usually go up to $30,000 on a startup company.
Okay.
And maybe include both the trailers. Would you be opposed to filing an assumed name for a business yourself if they asked for that? I mean, if
you said file under my own authority?
Not really under your own authority, but if you file with the county, you can file an assumed name as a DBA. So
okay.
It would just be, so basically it'd be your name, you know, Kelly Jackson, DBA, whatever, like Kelly Jackson Transport or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It may not need it because the state of Texas doesn't require you to file a business license, but usually an assumed name will give us like a timestamp of when the business was started.
Okay.
So if that's something they ask for, you may have to do that. I don't think it really costs much. It's like $25 or something like that. I really don't know if it even costs anything, to be honest with you. But it just shows that you follow the business. I can try it without you doing that first and see what happens. We'll also have to do this as intrastate within the state of Texas. I know you're over the road right now.
Out of Texas.
Well, between you and I, they won't have to know that. They don't deal with the tags or anything like that. But I'm just going to say that it's intrastate so we can get the approval for you at least.
Okay.
With that being said, what would do you want the DBA for your company to be, actually? Do you have any idea?
As far as like the company name?
Yeah.
I guess you can go with KJ, you can go with just KJ, no dots, KJ Transportation.
KJ Transportation, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll try to do this as a startup for KJ Transportation and see if I can get approval that way. And I'll just say it's intrastate. Are there any companies that you contract through right now?
No, we just do broker board. We just do broker board. They do all over the hell, so all over the country.
Gotcha. Anyone that you haul locally for that you know of that off the top of your head?
Let's go with TQL.
TQL, okay.
Yeah.
TQL. And what do you primary haul with TQL?
Just different products. This is to say, like freight product, nothing frozen, nothing like that.
So mostly grocery products, or?
It can be everything. It can be empty trailers. We might haul empty trailers, or we might haul just different stuff like bulk stuff that's not refrigerated, not groceries, but like bulk stuff. Like say, dog food, you know, paper towel, cereal, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Bulk items, dog food. Alrighty. Okay, TQL. Alright, paper towel, cereal, etc. Alrighty, I'm going to give it a shot like this. See if I can get an approval for $30,000 for you.
Okay. And let me ask a question. With it going interstate, will we be able to get a portion of the tag for the trailer?
Yeah, I mean, that's totally past the loan. That's once you've got the loan funded and everything, you can really do whatever you want with the trailers. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's just in order for you to qualify for interstate trucking financing, you have to have at least two or three power units. Usually it's three, so you'd have to have three trucks of your own already.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying? And you've only got one right now?
Yeah. Okay.
What truck do you actually? What truck do you have right now? It's what? I think it's on your
2014 Freightliner Cascadia.
Freightliner, 2014 Freightliner. Okay. And who are you financing that through?
Mercedes Financial.
What is it?
Mercedes Financial.
Can you
the one that owns Freightliner.
Oh, okay.
Mercedes, like Mercedes being down.
Oh, Mercedes.
Whatever.
Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes.
I grew up in Texas, but I lost my accent.
Yeah.
I grew up in Stephenville, Texas, if you know where that's at.
Yeah, I know where it's at. Yeah, over the I-20, like right south of I-20.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that's where I was born, but I graduated high school from Comanche, Texas.
Okay.
Way back in
Comanche.
Yeah, there's only population's only 4,000 there. So.
Okay.
There's one red light when you go through town. I think it's off. I don't remember actually. I think it's off I-37, I believe. 67, 37, something like that.
Okay.
But okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna try it like this. Hopefully, get lucky, and I can get an approval for you with with a startup company. And you may have to file an assumed name, like I said. If
file okay on the assumed name. Okay.
Yeah, you can just go to your county that you're in and say you want to file an assumed name. You might even be able to do it online, and we can just use that as the start date for the business.
Okay.
But I'm gonna try to do it without the assumed name for you now, and if they require it, then that's that. But I think I can get an approval for you based off of this. I want to let you know, too, there's a couple things on your credit report you probably don't know about. It just looks like one of them is a medical payment for $349. That's dates back to 2012. You probably didn't even know about it. They probably never even sent a bill to you or anything like that. It's really common for medical to do that to you.
Okay.
If you need help getting that off your credit, I can give you all the information to do it if you want.
Nah, I can take care of it. If I need to have it taken care of, I can take care of it.
Okay.
I didn't even know nothing about it.
Yeah, if you need some more information on it, just let me know.
Okay, now, if we do get approved, how much, what's the ballpark figure, how much we got to put down on the trailer?
Usually all you have to do is just put down your first month's payment, last month's payment up front. That's usually all you have to do.
Oh, the first month, last month payment? Okay.
Yeah, and those go towards the loan themselves, so you won't have to make your first month's payment or last month's payment.
Okay.
But usually that's it. But for a startup company, I can usually get an approval for right around $30,000 to $35,000.
Okay.
So it should be enough to get two trailers that the administrator
guys
are looking for.
Yeah, that's probably had over there with two. Yeah, so yeah, we had to get those two.
Okay, yeah, I talked to Jeremiah City. I guess you guys tried to get two, and then they wanted you to put like $6,000 down per trailer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So hopefully, all you have to put down is just your first and last with us. So.
Okay. All right.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. I'll get this.
I just gonna go file a thing just in case I need it this weekend while I'm at home. I just gonna do it.
Okay. Yeah. I think whatever county you're in, you should be able to. If you want, I can email you how to
Dallas.
Do it. You're in Dallas County. Yeah, if you go to Dallas County Clerk, I think you can do it online, actually.
Okay, email the information to them, and I'll take care of it this weekend.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good.
Right,
you may have to go in for them to actually stamp it.
That'd be fine. That's fine. I'll go Monday morning and get it taken care of.
And between you and I, it might be a good thing to have under your belt just for tax purposes. You know, you can file.
Okay.
You go to file taxes, you can file underneath your DBA and save write some stuff off for yourself.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. I'll get started on this for you right away, and hopefully we get lucky.
All right. Okay. All right, thanks.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.